We are.
We are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast discusses the histories, cultures, and beliefs of regions around the world.
These stories often contain mature and sometimes disturbing content that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast, where we serve up delicious slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. It's an interesting combination of flavors. A bit weird, but it works. I'm your hostess with me.
You are the hostess with me. and with Lindsay.
Oh my god, a year and a half, and I still can't get it. I'm your hostess, Emily, and with me are the bodacious and bold Ashley and Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey.
I for real thought you were going to say bootylicious, and I was really excited about it, and then it didn't happen, but now I've said it, so it's still out there.
Well, I haven't seen your booties yet. That'll come in September.
I just need everyone to know that my body is too bootylicious for you, babe.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Lindsay knows. That's right. Hot stuff happening in this kitchen.
So how are you ladies doing? We have a slightly different episode for today. So how are you feeling?
I'm still getting over my sinus infection. So, woo! I sounded real hot this morning when I was recording for Ye Olde Crime.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh my god. I bet you did, you sexy lady.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
That's what I was just thinking. Phoebe's sexy voice.
What are they feeding you?
Yeah, honestly, I have a headache that, as I was complaining earlier, is the closest I felt like to having a hangover since I quit drinking, which I did a long time ago. So, ow.
Well, hopefully today's episode will bring back happy memories and put you in a fairly good mood.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to ugly cry, but I'm excited about it.
I'm here for it, for all the emotions.
Catharsis.
Yeah, right. So today's episode is special because it's actually going to be our last. We have had some discussions and the three of us have decided that all of our lives have hit a point right now where it's just too busy and too difficult for us to be able to run the restaurant effectively and put out really good meals while also still having time for ourselves and our families. So we will be closing the doors after this episode, and it's pretty bittersweet. That was a very hard decision to come to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something that obviously we didn't intend for this to happen because we still had lots of locations that we had planned to travel to and different dishes we planned to serve up for you. But at the same time, family and mental health comes first. And at the end of the day, we didn't want to produce subpar content at the expense of either of those.
LOL, and if you're just me, mental health, because I have no family.
Yeah, it was tough, but hopefully it won't be the forever end, just for now. Time will tell.
Yep.
But I had a freaking blast doing it. I loved it so much. I love listening to the episodes, you know that I do, and mm-hmm. laughing right along with you guys. Same corny jokes over and over and over again, and just the one-liners and the zingers that you guys come up with kill me.
This is true. They're mostly Ashley's, but...
This is true. That's why they're almost all her quotes on the merch.
Yeah, it turns out that, like, I deal with all of my pain by making really weird jokes. And sometimes that's fun for other people. And sometimes they're like, hey... I think you need therapy. And I'm like, yes, you're right. I am, in fact, doing that. I am in therapy. but thank you for noticing. Yeah, I don't know. I personally like to think that even if this isn't something that we ever like regularly do again, maybe once in a while, we might still throw like a special together here and there. Mm-hmm. Like maybe once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know that I had to stop myself because last night I happened to look up a haunted pizzeria and I was like, ooh, this would be really fun to talk about for like our last episode.
It is like like I know people who probably aren't actual podcasters don't understand, but it is like a weird addiction, mm-hmm. like in a way, because when you find a really good story, you do get the urge.
Yeah.
To like turn it into something,
mm-hmm.
and share it with other people. At least I do, but I'm in therapy, so I have problems.
I literally am reading a book right now by an author that I plan to interview on Yield Crime.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah. And so I'm reading her book right now. It's an advanced screening, so I feel very fancy right now.
You are very fancy. Look at you, you bougie woman. I love you.
I know. Should put on my pearls.
Yes, you should.
But she mentioned two stories in the book that I actually like bookmarked because I was like, I need to go back and find out more about these two cases and incorporate them in a future Yield Crime episode. So
in case your list that is literally 3 years long doesn't have enough ideas on it.
There's no such thing as like too many ideas.
I know. And I still have things that I have like written down in my phone that I have not added to the list, but yeah.
Quick question. Do you do what I do, which is you have like a whole list of stuff that you want to do? And it's not that you're not excited about it, but then sometimes you cheat on that list by finding other stories that you're like, oh my God, I got to do this right now.
Yeah, I have like
yes!
four stories that are like in progress that I was like, you know, I want to do this one instead. So I have like a folder on my computer of like future episodes, and there's like four things in there right now that I started, and then I was like, no, this pirate story sounds way more interesting than you right now.
See, sometimes you're just like, I found something super hot that I need to serve up immediately, and I'm gonna back burner a bunch of stuff I've been working on for months.
Yep.
It can be a challenge, because there's so much good stuff out there to talk about, and there are so many things that, like, there's really, if you listen to podcasts, for the most part, it's a very narrow set of stories that you hear over and over and over again.
It is. And that's one of the things I loved about our podcast is Same. We didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I mean, everybody loves to hear those stories, and it's fun to hear maybe somebody find something new.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other freaking stories that are incredibly cool that are worth talking about, and that was what was so addictive about our show is you're just like,
yep.
I have on my list a cursed tiara and the longest beard.
See, you can just find the most incredibly random, weirdest shit, and mm-hmm. it's always like, oh my God, I could do an episode on mm-hmm. this though.
Yep.
Or like badass queens from history, like warrior queens. I had a whole list of those going that I wanted to talk about.
I plan to do, who is it, the patron saint of the Ukraine?
Oh, yeah. Ukraine. Yeah. She's incredible.
Of Kyiv.
And scary.
Yeah. I'm going to do her at some point in the future. I'm very excited.
That's awesome. I can't wait for that story.
Oh, yeah.
Not on here, obviously, but I'll listen to it on the old crime.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. Maybe I'll have you both on as special guests.
Yes!
Because it'll be...
Oh my God, please.
I'd be so here for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my God, you know how much I love a bloodbath.
I know.
Oh my God. Collie.
Yeah, speaking of bloodbaths, do we want to take a trip down memory lane and talk about the different things we've covered on the show?
Sure. Some of our
favorite things.
We'll have to see what we can remember that we covered, because we really have done quite a bit, especially when you throw in like the stories by the slice.
Oh my God.
So let's go by, I pulled up the list on my Good Pods.
You would have a list. You're always so prepared.
Not always. I'm just good at scrambling.
She's usually so prepared. She objected to my praise, so I modified it.
I'll take it. What about Japan? Let's start with our very first triptych.
Oh, God, no.
We had some of the best stuff came out of that, though. I mean, we carried it through the whole freaking podcast. I mean, the kappas and the butt stuff, like the brownstone of destiny or whatever.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though. I can't even say it without, dying laughing. Here's the thing, though. Everyone thinks I'm into waterboarding now.
That's true.
Yes. And I want to be very clear that that's not true, although I have started making a lot of waterboarding jokes, because why not? But waterboarding's bad. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah. We don't condone waterboarding.
We don't. You shouldn't do it.
But unless you have magical stones.
Unless your sibling is a real asshole. And then maybe you should. A little. But don't go too far.
Unless your sibling wouldn't accept your 500 shitty fish hooks.
Those fish... Oh my God. The older sibling, younger sibling rivalry is real. I just need all the only children out there to know. Most older siblings, I can't speak for you guys. Most younger siblings really resent their older sibling and wish that person would chill the fuck out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm sure Maddie would feel the same way. Yeah.
I'm not an older sibling, so I don't know what you guys feel, except probably annoyed at us because we are annoying.
Yeah.
I felt like the younger ones got away with a lot of shit.
Yes. We do. Yes. It's awesome.
So that's a little annoying, but it's fine. Anyway, let's move on to Greece and Rome. And people that had sex with their moms.
And swollen feet.
Sometimes people do have sex with their moms. Freud. So, you know, and we all found out about how much Freud loves cocaine, and I feel like everyone benefited from that greatly. So yeah. I was jazzed to have an excuse to tell everyone about it.
Yep.
That was my favorite thing.
And it got to come back, because then we got to do a story by the slice about the cocaine hippos.
That's right.
And we got to shit all over Sigmund Freud a bunch of times.
Exactly. So much we made merch about it.
But apparently he did discover the platypus.
The platypus. I have discovered the platypus.
I used to listen to that voice note that you sent me every time I was having a bad day. So every day.
We had our first ridiculous number of water creatures there. Oh, and the flying goats, Ashley, they were your favorite.
Yes, we did have the flying goats. The flying goats, and can we just be honest, the best deal that we've had on this show.
Right?
It's be a follower for us. You'll get awesome orgies and flying goat trips. That's the best deal we've had on this entire podcast. Sign me up. I don't even see a downside.
Yep. And then the Spanish come over and they're like, man, they're just a little weird, but we won't burn you for this one. Is a really good deal.
Best deal ever.
What was... Oh, that was... let's see. Greece. That was the guy
who... The house that hated gay people.
Yep. Yeah, the house that hated gay people and had
and
the
then
clown
the water
butler.
Slide. The water slide with butlers. All
the blades, water blades, yep.
Water blades. Oh God, that's horrible.
No.
And it had
water
weird...
slides are already scary because you don't know who's peed on them. And then we're throwing blades.
I'm pulling it up because I can't.
It's gonna
remember.
Get infected from all the urine.
Urine is actually sterile, so.
Yeah, but you can't drink it. Whatever anybody tells you, don't drink it. You know why?
Are you going to tell us?
Your kidneys filter. They get all the actual water out of it. What you're flushing out is like the extra stuff that your body doesn't need. That's why it's being flushed out. You can't drink that. You should not drink that. It will not hydrate you.
No.
That's an old myth. Don't listen to it. Hopefully you're never in a situation where you think you need to anyway.
Don't guess I need to cancel my plans for later this week.
Guess I'm not going camping in the woods by myself.
Well, I left my water bottle at home. Good thing I have all this urine.
I do make a lot of pee. But don't worry, I'm not going to drink it. It'll be okay.
That's good. Then we went to North America.
Mothman.
What, and the beautiful Sky Woman.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was a good story.
We were both in awe of that one. It was just so beautiful.
I think I cried.
When the bear gave up its life to save the children.
Oh my God, I know. Bears are majestic.
That was such a moment. And then, of course, the dad was hanging out in the tree sawing. Wasn't he like a woodpecker just pecking away and dropping sawdust down on the son?
The woodpecker was actually warning the son about the dad. But yeah, there was a woodpecker. I forgot about that temporarily, but yeah, there was a woodpecker.
That was funny. And yep, then we had Mothman and Old Yellowtop.
We did.
Old Yellowtop.
Who made 6 inches.
May also be my old boss.
There you go.
Yeah.
Moved from Canada.
I can't remember Lindsay's episode.
Skinwalkers.
The Skinwalkers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I blocked it out because it was traumatic because of all of the incest and necrophilia. Yeah.
But this is also how we found out how you might find somebody else to commit murders with.
I forgot that I shared that with everybody.
Just go to a cool murder cave, rave with some creepy old dude.
I mean, here's the thing. If you're into true crime, sometimes that's how you find friends. You can talk about that stuff. That's how I found out Jess likes murder also. I made a really weird serial killer joke, and she thought it was funny. And I was like, I am in. I can bring up as many murderers as I want now.
And the birth of a true crime podcast began.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
Exactly.
And then
that's how it happened.
We went to Russia.
Oh, yeah. Russia. Oh, God. Russia. Okay. We cannot blame all of Russia for the actions of one psychopath.
This is okay. True.
I did make fun of him a lot on social media, though.
You did.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Those were the best memes.
Russia has the best memes.
They really were. They were the best memes. We got like so many followers during Russian meme season.
Seriously, it was like 1,000 followers just for posting the Russian memes.
That's because everyone was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. It's true. In Soviet Union.
Bears ride you.
In Soviet Union, bear ride you. It's fine. Unless you're Vladimir Putin and then you ride a bear shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. Oh, it was the Two Bears, One Cave podcast, I think, with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. And I think it might have been Bert was talking about how, because they were like, why do women in like Russia love Vladimir Putin so much? And it's because most of the men die in like their 50s and he's like 75, something crazy like that. And he's, you know, fit because he takes care of himself. So he's like the male ideal for all of these like Russian housewives, which is scary. And
that
he's
is
like
scary.
Successful and stuff. And it's like, no.
What's actually scary is how low that bar is. Like, what you just said is he's still alive.
Yeah, so that's the same thing.
All it takes
is a pulse. Who knew?
Yeah, that reminds me of a conversation that I had with somebody one time when I was like, you guys just, like, do not understand how low the bar is now. Like, it's so low. We're basically like, don't be a piece of shit. And some of you can't manage this. It's just like, welp, I'll get another dog. But to be fair, I'm sure we're equally terrible. I just don't have as much experience with that side of things.
That's true. Yeah. So Russia urban legend had the...
Well to hell.
The well to hell. The radio station.
The radio station that was like pink. It was like Hello Kitty
pink. Yeah. We talked about a giant Hello Kitty. And then, of course, the curtains that would... The murder curtains.
Yes. I do like my drapes homicidal. So that was a fun time.
That was such a weird story. Like, what... Where did this come from?
I know.
What was this filling? Like, what was this trying to explain?
Didn't one of the sets of curtains, like, yeet people out the window?
Yes. I think it was the yellow ones.
Yeah.
They, like, throw you out the window.
That was the better pair, in my opinion, because, like, I'd love the idea of things just getting yeeted into the side.
Well, if you like the idea of things getting yeeted, you're going to love the next region that we went to, because that was Australia, right?
That was Australia, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Check out that transition. That's the goo.
Yeah, that was... Oh, the rainbow serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, with the yeeting of their hunts.
She's like, what is happening here?
That's when we had the epic Hey Arnold discussion.
Yes. The Hey Arnold joke that almost killed me later. And you know what? If I had died, I just want to say on the record, worth it.
Like a Pataki joke.
It was perfect. And if that's how I go, I'm okay with it.
And then you had the bunyip, which was that weird, crazy creature.
Yeah. And the was this also the Yarramayahu?
It was the Yarramayahu, and then like the big cats.
The big cats. Australia.
Yes, the phantom cats. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
I feel like the Yarramayahu is one of my favorite cryptids that I've covered because it's just so ridiculous. It's so goofy. It's basically just a big head with arms and like it looks like a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. See, it's your favorite and I find it horrifying because I want to know why it wants to throw me up. So
yeah.
I don't want to be regurgitated repeatedly. Thanks.
It makes me think of a cartoon character. But yeah, I guess, you know, being thrown up, vomited is not the most appealing. But, you know,
being repeatedly eaten and then vomited up.
But of all the things that could eat you, of all the things that we have covered that could eat you, I felt like that was the least threatening. Because at least you have a good chance of getting away from it. Some of these other ones were pretty wicked.
I just want a quick death. Just want the mercy of a quick death.
There you go.
But yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And Lindsay had the ghost that was on fire.
That's right.
Fire ghost. And also the mad scientist that wasn't really like a mad scientist at all. He just had zoo animals.
Mm-hmm.
And the grave bridge, the bridge that encapsulated the bodies of workers or something.
Were like, yeah, like three people were stuck in it and then they just left them in there to die.
Whoops.
Yep. They were like, well, that happened. Cheaper to leave them in there. So we'll just move on.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys watched the 3 Mile Island special on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Not yet, but it's on my list.
It is so good. And it just kind of makes me think of what happened with 3 Mile Island where they were just like, well, you might die, but oh well.
I spent a lot of my life living super close to that, so I'm looking forward to the inevitable death later from all the radiation.
I knew some stuff about 3 Mile Island. Who doesn't when you live in Pennsylvania? But watching that special was like, holy cow, there was so much that was hidden. And one of these guys, the main NRC guy, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission guy, is such a jackass. Just still to this day, 40 years on, cannot take any kind of like, he can't take any responsibility for what happened at all.
Oh, I know a lot of people like that. Yeah. We don't like you, just no. that you messed up.
He's going to piss you off, Ashley. I was getting so mad, like yelling at the TV.
Try being actually sorry for anything you've ever done, sir. You'll find that people like you at least 2% more.
Yep. It was like, he was one of those people that it's always somebody else's fault. They're looking at it the wrong way or they're blowing it out of proportion. He's definitely one of those people that's like, women are hysterical.
I'm going to reach to the TV and slap that guy in the face. I can already tell.
And I haven't like even started him yet.
I did just watch the Abercrombie and Fitch one, though, that's on Netflix. And I was also so enraged at that guy that I wanted to scream at him.
Yep. That was a good one, too.
We are exclusionary, and I'm going to double down on that because it's awesome. And I was like, I hate you.
There's a reason everybody went away from it, because you're an asshole and nobody likes assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you can sick Kali on all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say India was next.
Oh, yeah. That's a good transition. She'll kill you many times over just to be safe. Just to make sure that you're not moving anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love her so much.
Yeah, she was pretty cool. Just a hardcore woman that came in there and was like, do not fuck with me.
She was like, oh, I'm sorry. You guys can't take down this entire fucking army of demons. I got this. Hold my beer.
No kidding.
And then she went in and like quadruple killed. At minimum, every single one of those demons. And it was awesome.
Which is pretty impressive.
And then she just went around slicing them up just to make sure.
Chop, 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 chop.
She's my favorite. I would love to be more like her.
We'll just paint you blue. Sick you on the world.
There you go.
Although she was kind of like, in some depictions, she wasn't blue, right?
In some depictions, she's not blue.
She's black, yeah.
She's sometimes black, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always suspected I was secretly a violent Smurf, so.
That's actually her Smurf name. Chooses violence, Smurf.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that sounds like me in a nutshell. Like, if you're trying to describe me to somebody else and you didn't get that many words somewhere in there, you'd be like, yeah, chooses violence.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
I regret none of it. And then we had the Crocotta and the Lou Crocotta,
mm-hmm.
which turned out to be most likely hyenas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was cool. I really had fun doing that. Yeah. That was one of the ones that really had a solid natural explanation for it.
Yeah, that was epic. And we also had the Vitala.
Yes.
I think.
Which was like human jerky.
Yep.
Human jerky.
With a mm-hmm. tail.
Oh, the tail still creeps me out.
Blech.
And that's when we learned that flying foxes are bats.
Yes, it is when we learned that.
And I want to hold one.
That was cool. And they turned it into like a whole Nickelodeon show in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, the Vitala and...
Was it Vikram
and Vitala?
Something like that, yep.
That was a good episode. That was a lot of fun.
And they had to feed the Vitala milk. That's all he wanted, was milk all the time mm-hmm. or something like that.
Which, like, why?
Because they can't have him wanting to eat people's souls and inhabit their bodies.
Be hardcore, okay? Eat the souls.
I think that was one of the first ones that we had where we really talked about how perception of something changed over time, how the Vitala didn't used to be scary, but now it is. Like, it used to just kind of be a thing that would inhabit the bodies of the dead, but now it likes to climb down chimneys and mm-hmm. get people in their homes. So it really changed over time.
Yeah, yep. It was. We talked about colonialism in that a lot.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. Yep. That shaped a lot of our stories.
It did. Yep. So did poop. So, really, both of the big aspects.
Soup, cannibalism, and incest. Those were, like, the big three.
Penises.
I was going to say, how are balls not in there?
Yeah. A lot of penis jokes.
There were a lot. We're not sorry.
What were some of the ones that you did, Linz? Because I know you did Kultara.
She did the, this was the one with the cursed.
Yeah.
The curse on
the,
that.
The cursed fort where they couldn't escape.
Well, who was the one that would come to your house and she would like knock on the door and you could be like, no, I'm not here. And then she'd be like, oh, okay, go away.
Oh, the Namba.
Yeah. Namba. Yeah, she was really easy to confuse. She wasn't very bright.
I'm not home. Come back later.
It's like that scene from The Office when Dwight's trying to pester Jim. Or they're trying to do that role play. And Jim's like, I'm in the shower. And he's like, oh, okay,
oh, I'll wait. Yeah. The KGB will wait for no one. And it came back to Russia in an uncomfortable way. It's my fault. But yeah, no. That was amazing. That was a really good one, too. We had a lot of good ghosts in that episode. Mm-hmm. A lot of and I also ones. Just really love the guy that got crushed by a boulder.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
Yes.
Ooh, love hurts. Not as much as a boulder, but it does hurt.
Yeah, being completely squished by a boulder? Yeah. I just picture him so cartoony with like that twisted arm that just pops out from underneath the boulder.
Yeah.
Even though we never used it, I sometimes still think about that design I made with the hand sticking out from underneath the boulder, like holding a love potion, and I laugh. Because I'm like, that guy, I'm sorry, but that guy sucked. He deserved it.
We had a lot of stories that were men getting mad that they couldn't have the woman that they wanted. And so then it became like the woman's problem forever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. It's almost like that's a real problem. It's almost like we're supposed to be possessions or something. I don't know. It's weird. Never noticed it before except my entire life.
We can't own us, but apparently they can.
Every minute of my 1,501 years.
We went to Chile next.
Yes.
Oh, the Lost City.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. City of the Caesars. It's probably not real, but maybe.
I like the idea that the native peoples made it up to just send them off on like a wild goose chase and be like, just you like, mother, get out of like here.
A really epic prank. Yes. Like, you know what'll be hilarious? We'll tell these guys that there's a gold city, and then we'll just send them out looking for it. I'm serious. No one ever tell them it's not real.
What, 300 years later, people are still looking for this freaking city.
People are like, but there's a whole city, and it's made of gold. I gotta find it. It's not real.
It's not real.
Probably.
That's also when we learned that they did, like, didn't they keep records using knots on strings? That's how they...
Yeah, we learned a lot of cool stuff.
That was cool.
In that episode, because I was like, hee-hee, and I had to dig up a bunch of fun facts. We also, on social media, learned out about the incredibly large number of volcanoes that are in Chile, so it's a lot.
Not surprising. I mean, they have a whole big old mountain range, so it must have been, like...
It's a long, skinny model of a country filled with volcanoes. Yep. Just filled to the brim with hot stuff.
Liquid hot magma.
Ah, yes.
Dr. Evil.
I love how no one could see that, but we both did it and thought it was hilarious.
And they're all going to know exactly what it was just from you saying that you did it.
Yeah.
And then we also had, and this was the best pun I've ever made in my entire life, the magical eunuch corn.
Yes, yes. The Camoeto.
That was the best joke I've ever made in my whole life, and I'm so glad it's preserved.
That was
in
good.
Audio.
Cut off its horn and turn it into a powder. That was messed up, but
not as messed up as mine.
Oh, yeah. Yours was a little, yours was dark. That was
mine
the
was dark.
It was the brujos. You don't mess with the brujo.
Yeah, it was the brujos, and then it was the envunche.
Yeah, they had those Invunche things, which I still have nightmares about. Because yeah. Why does everything have to be twisted?
Yeah.
I feel like we need a theme song for that episode. And then it goes, we don't talk about brujos. No. We don't talk about brujos.
Never cross a brujo.
Cross a brujo. With their skin cloaks.
That episode did give me a lot of nightmares.
Yes, was a gross episode. But it was also really good because I hadn't heard all those details about those things before. So it was, as much as it made me really uncomfortable, it's like, this is interesting to think that people in another country really take this seriously. And this was part of their history. And it was important. And it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Can you even blame them? If I was like hearing stories that shit was happening, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Yeah. That is terrifying. I don't even want there to be a 5% chance that's real.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like it. That was a dark episode, but it was good. Those stories were really messed up, but also flavorful. A lot of the flavor was not things that agreed with my digestive tract, but
very upsetting flavors, but yeah.
But very good and very memorable. Like, notice how none of us forgot what we talked about.
No, we're like, Chile, oh, this was the really dark episode.
This was the one where we made the trigger warning at the beginning as a result of this episode. Yeah, this is when we
started. That's right.
Yep. We were like, you know, probably be a good idea
to have a disclaimer.
It's funny how it didn't occur to us with all the necrophilia and incest that already happened. But this, we were like, oh, this crosses the line.
This might really traumatize some people, so maybe we should give them a heads up.
Yep. Then we went to Ireland. Ireland was one of my favorites, too.
Mm-hmm. Ashley's was dark for that one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a second to remember what I did, but yeah.
Yeah, that was dark because there were babies that were sacrificed in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They like to sacrifice babies.
I can't.
That was a lot of fun to write, though.
You described it so well, like describing the mother's wailing but still going and all through the night. And oh my gosh, that had me.
That's probably some of the best writing I did for this show because I had to work. I researched a lot of that, but I wrote the story with details that I found.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun.
And then we had the werewolves, the Irish werewolves, the first time we covered those.
Those were so fun, though, because I liked them so much.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And that was another one where we see how it changed. Like, maybe there was a belief in werewolves before. Like, the tribe in Ireland would have originally believed that when they put on the skins of wolves, that they became wolves themselves. But then later Catholicism came along and tried to twist it into something religious and showing how they were all sinners and they wanted to repent so they could be more Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I had to look it up because I couldn't remember what they all were, but mine was the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, that's right. And the Black Cat of Killikee.
Yep, and the Black Cat.
And the Catman. Or the Ratman?
No, that's Scotland.
That is Scotland. You're right. Shoot.
But yeah, we had a lot of fun with the Hellfire Club because how douchey were those guys?
Oh, God. They're so douchey.
They were the douchiest. I hated them so much, but also I love that they existed because we got to make fun of them.
Exactly.
That cat was really cool, though. That really sticks in my mind, the Black Cat story, because I was like, oh man, I love the idea of this massive demon cat. And that just haunts that place.
And there were the sassy nuns, too. I forgot about the sassy nuns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who doesn't love a sassy nun, though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably the only one that watches Made for Love on HBO Max, but Judith is my favorite. She's such a sassy nun.
Never seen it.
Never seen
it. You would like it. It's science fiction. But yeah, Judith is an actual nun, and she is so fierce. I love her.
Nice.
But yeah, that was a great episode. There were a lot of really fun details in the Hellfire Club and the Black Cat Killikee stories. I loved it.
Yeah. We went to Norway next. I think that was one of my favorite triptychs was Norway.
Oh my God.
I would just like to finally confess here and now that we did start the fire and we lied about it.
We started off with Ragnarok for that one.
Yep.
Yeah. And there was a lot of fire. There was so much fire. Yeah. There was fire. There was Loki having wolf babies. Yep. Like, who doesn't love that? Uh-huh. I mean, why would you not love that? There was like giant serpents killing people.
Get the head like ripped apart.
The wolf.
The wolf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't like that part.
Yeah, Fenrir's
jaw was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
With the boot that was made of, like, all the leather in the world, something like that. All the used leather.
It was, like, that was such a good... I love Norse mythology, like, so much. Like, it sucked to only get to pick one story for that.
Yeah.
But I had to do Ragnarok because, like, there's just so much epic, like, horrifying stuff. Like, yeah, we broke the jaw of this giant wolf, but we did it with a shoe made of all the leather.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you have? It's so big. Okay. That was a lot of fun, though. And I was, like, so excited when that finally came out.
Oh, yeah. And wasn't there a boat made of fingernails?
Ugh. There was. Loki captains the boat made of all of the dead people's fingernails.
Oh, that's so gross. I can't with fingernails.
It was amazing because I had no idea that you had an issue with that. And then I instantly felt like such an a-hole for being excited about it. And then I was like, well, it's too late now.
It's too late.
It's just like I can, when I think about it, it's like creepy crawlies that run down my arms. It's like, yeah. Nope, don't like that.
And then you had the horse with the broken back.
The Draga.
Yes.
That was pretty similar to the Yangangar that Alex had done her guest episode.
Yeah. Although hers did like the deadly purple nurples.
The purple nurples.
Hers did have the deadly purple nurples, but yeah. Didn't yours have the treasure hoard? Or was that Alex's? Damn it. Now I'm like mixing them up.
Like it does, but that was more the, I'm trying to remember. I want to call them the barrow wraiths. It's the ones that hang out in the barrow, but they're not super violent unless you go and steal their stuff.
I want to steal their stuff, though, because they hoard all the good things, like dragons.
They hoard the dragons.
They hoard all the good stuff. It's just like Smaug. Why you have so much gold if you don't want me to try to steal it?
I mean, that's the one percenters for you, man. They don't need all that. They just want to hoard it all to themselves. Mm-hmm. They are real life dragons right there.
Except I don't like them as much.
Yeah. It's because they're not as like, cool looking.
They're not awesome and they don't breathe fire. And also, they're not as pretty as I feel like dragons are most of the time. Maybe that's just me. I know dragons are supposed to be scary, but I think they're pretty.
I think they're pretty too. Well, I suppose it depends. We never got to really cover any dragons. It would have been interesting to see if there's like some ugly ass dragon out there somewhere.
Man, now that was sad again. It's okay. It's okay because maybe every once in a while, if we find something really cool, we could still do
an episode. Yeah.
Maybe once in a while. I have to keep hope alive in my heart so that I'm not sad.
We've had so many stories that we all want to cover. I feel like we'll probably come back to it, but it's just going to be a when we can make the time for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And not a super set in stone thing.
Yeah.
Maybe every once in a while, just for fun. We're still in Norway. And then we got
that burnt down.
Yeah, we did. Here's the thing. Did we ever find out if anyone snuck a cat dog into the
Nidaros Cathedral?
Yeah, into those carvings for me. Because if you didn't, can you please?
Yeah. Someone go to Trondheim and do that. I was looking
please,
at
please. Just a cat. Just one cat dog. It doesn't have to be big. I'm not greedy. I just want a cat dog in there. Is that the cathedral with the strangler?
Mm-hmm. The bloody monk, yep.
Yes!
That was, yeah.
That place caught on fire so many times.
Yeah.
Wasn't there also the phone that would ring from within the building? Like that they traced it to coming from within the building when nobody was there?
Yep. And it did it every single night at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yep. Then we started our Halloween specials.
Oh, wait, are we already all the way up to October?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we took August off.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did. So, yeah, we're in October. Wait, what did I do for...
Pooka.
Oh, I did Samhain. I did Samhain, and then I touched on, like, some of the creatures. So I did, like, the Pooka.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do the Dullahan? The Dullahan? I think I did the Dullahan.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did, because I remember talking about his spinal cord whip.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, blood buckets for reasons that I don't remember. Ugh, I miss when my memory wasn't like all messed up from COVID.
The Dullahan was wicked.
He was metal. Yeah. He was so metal. And I was here for it. And also he has like a coffin carriage. Come on, that's just cool. Just cool.
That's pretty cool. Sweet. What did I cover for Halloween?
You did Aswang and the Mononongle.
Oh yeah, I went and did that. Was like
and the Nuckalavi
and ghouls
and ghouls.
I did scary things, like super scary things from around the world. That's right. Those were like the ghouls were gross. Mm-hmm.
Can I just interject right now that I hate the Nuckalavi? I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the skin.
Why don't you have skin?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the skin looks like. Can you just cover your muscle tissue
with the long arms that like drag across the ground? Yeah. And what the breath so bad it'll kill you.
That's so horrifying. And then like didn't we figure out the horse part also didn't have skin?
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing doesn't have skin.
Nothing has skin. Yeah,
that's and the it's world's like, worst My Little Pony.
That's what we called it. Yeah.
I hate that thing so much. Ugh. I made so many gagging noises. I don't want to see, like, your muscles.
Yeah.
Without skin over them, mm-hmm. please. That's a thing for me. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
There's the Mononongle that flies around as just a torso trailing entrails like
so
a
that
nasty
one made me
kite.
Laugh.
That was like a gross kite, though. It was a corpse kite.
It's a corpse kite.
Yeah, I wanted to make a t-shirt about that. Go fly a corpse kite. Mononongle.
Let's go fly a torso.
Sometimes you just gotta. Probably.
So
I don't know.
Sometimes.
It's really disgusting. And also, they had lick holes.
Oh, that's right. They did have the lick holes. That was funny.
I need to. I cannot let this section end without saying lick hole one more time. I feel good now.
That's one of those things that it comes up and you're like, there's literally no other way for me to describe this besides calling it exactly what it is, which is a lick hole. Like, what do you call it?
And but it's gross, but also so funny. So funny.
Hilarious.
My God. I love it.
And then we went from lick holes to crying women.
La Llorona. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's right. That was so much fun, too. I love La Llorona.
Yeah, I liked that one. I think that's one.
That's a good story. It's interesting how many different versions of it there are, but they're all so similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That story is so crazy
mm-hmm.
and such a bummer. But mm-hmm. also, like, let's be honest. That's just, like, that's some good shit.
And it's spooky. Yeah.
It's creepy AF. Like, can you imagine being told that story as, like, a small child? I'd be scared forever.
And you see a woman just standing outside, hands in her face in her hands, crying. And you're like, oh, God, I do not want to help this person.
Yeah, nope. Nope, nope.
Yeah.
I'm good.
My mom settled for, like... this is what happens. Children get kidnapped and murdered. I've never been okay.
Oh, my kids are screwed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry.
I'm like kind of cool though. sometimes I'm just psychologically damaged and really interested in murder.
I feel like every 80s kid, every kid that grew up in the 80s is psychologically damaged a little bit.
We grew up in a really weird time of transition.
Yeah. Well, when did that Adam Walsh thing happen? Because I feel like I remember being told about that a lot.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like it happened in the early 90s.
I feel like that makes sense. Let me Google it so that I'm not making stuff up, because we all know my brain doesn't work anymore.
81.
Oh. So yeah, this was before I was born, and I feel like that's like the story that I got told all the time. Like, if you wander off, you'll get kidnapped and we'll never see you again unless we find your body. And I was like, what?
Oh, and my also, God.
And also, oh, and then, like,
Johnny Gosh was the year after that.
I don't remember that one so much, but my mom might not have known about that one, so that would explain why.
Yeah. There were a lot of kidnappings in the early 80s.
Yeah, that was my mom, like, used to tell me that stuff all the time. And also, fun fact, I still wandered off. I feel bad, but I was very easily distracted as a small child.
Needed more entertainment.
Yeah. I love a story. I am easily distracted by things. That's fact.
It happens to the best of us.
That would be why you wrote such a good story for Scotland, because that's what we did next, right?
Yep.
I don't know if I remember what I did.
Your whirlpool.
Yeah.
Oh, the whirlpool one. That's right. I had like a tiny paragraph to work with.
Yep.
That was good. We learned that there aren't as many virgins in what, like Norway or wherever it was coming from.
Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, I forget. I think Denmark?
Maybe.
I don't remember where the prince was from, but they didn't have that many.
Oh,
one of
yeah.
those Scandinavian countries did not have enough virgins to make a good hair rope.
Damn. Poor woman's like, it was me.
Ah, yes. So, the Revrican.
It's always the woman's fault, right?
Scandinavia. Of course it is. So it was just somewhere in Scandinavia.
We're the worst.
It's true. I mean, I look in the mirror every day and I think, why was I born a woman? I'm the worst thing that's ever happened.
I look at myself in the mirror every day and I'm like, yeah, if I had the ability, I would probably lure ships onto rocks. And yeah. That's probably why I'm evil. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I know what I'm about. But yeah, you're right. That was the whirlpool story. And I had to get Jay to help me because I couldn't figure out how to say
that's right.
Again. And I still remember how. Which is awesome.
Thank goodness for Jay.
Yeah.
Some of those words are hard. It is hard when we go to these different regions. You're like,
That voice note saved my life because I could not find I could not find an audio thing anywhere when I was looking.
Yeah.
I never would have got that right.
That's how it was doing the Aswang instead of calling it what all Americans do, which is Aswang.
Aswang.
I had to go to John and be like, John, how do you say this in Tagalog?
And you did
Kelpies.
The Kelpies.
Yeah. It was like Kelpies, and then there was the water horses.
Yeah.
And I can't even say the last one. Ushka or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Ushka.
Something like that. Yeah. Sorry, Scotland. It's been a while. I don't have it in front of my face, so I don't really remember exactly how it's pronounced, but those were cool. I mean, I think we've all heard about Kelpies, but hearing about the number of drownings that were attributed to them, or the way that it kind of like tapered off after the one guy supposedly killed the last Kelpie or something.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the one where like the kid touched the horse and then it like was all gooey and stuck to the horse and it like ran into the...
Yeah, and the Ayahushka or whatever... had the same thing where it was kind of a sticky, which is just gross to think about a sticky horse. Like, you go up and you touch it and you're like, ugh.
It was glue before it became glue.
Is a sticky thing ever, like, really a good, unless you're eating waffles, like, do you really want anything to ever be sticky? Probably not.
So my eldest is super into apples. He eats an apple every day, if not two apples every day. And the other day he was doing his homework and I was trying to help him, but he'd been holding a pencil after eating an apple.
Ooh.
And I went to grab it, and the thing just like clung to my fingers, and I was like, get it off, get it off. So my first instinct is to put it down, but then I'm like, but I need the pencil, so I have to go wash it. So then I wash it, I have to pick it back up, and then you're like, again as you pick it up.
It's like, it's so just gross. It's like not a good feeling. You freak out like almost immediately because you're like, what am I touching?
Yeah.
And why? How will I get it off?
Yeah.
Which is not a good phrasing to use when you're talking about things being sticky, but it's too late.
I think my child is secretly a water horse. Like everything he touches is sticky.
That would be so magical. How would you have given birth to a water horse, though?
Didn't we cover it in the story about the birth of water horses?
Are you, like, secretly some kind of sprite? Is that why you're so little?
Oh, you caught me.
Yeah, we did talk about that. We were trying to figure out how you would give birth to such a sticky creature without
pulling out all
of your organs.
Didn't it become like a gelatinous blob?
It was
or
like
something?
Jelly. It was like a jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. That's when we had this. That's when we got into the whole thing about hooves and Jello.
Oh yeah, well, that's right.
Now we all know the dirty, rotten truth about that and about glue factories.
Yep. So. Oh yeah, that's how we talked about glue factories. Yep.
You sticky.
Glue factories were inspired by the Kelpie? Question mark.
Yeah, Scotland was the one with the Catman of Greenock.
Yeah.
I liked that.
And the children hunting a vampire.
The vampire.
Yep, the Gorbals vampire. That was like probably one of my favorite stories that I ever researched because it was like a whole army of kids armed with like forks and guns and like pocket knives and stuff just going and like swarming the cemetery looking for a vampire.
How that must have looked to the people of the city.
Yeah.
Hilarious. As long as none of the children tripped and cut themselves, and then it's not as funny.
Trying to pull up what the next triptych was. I lost my place.
Scotland, we went to, then it was Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when Ashley did It's a Dwight Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I did the Belschnickel.
That was great. I loved that. Especially with your personal touches of some of the history that you had with it.
Hogmaw's disgusting and no one should eat it. And I don't care if you yell at me because I'm Pennsylvania Dutch and I'm allowed to insult our food. Wham!
And then we talked about Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ashley had specifically requested that one.
If you liked Krampus, I strongly encourage you to go to the website that's not sponsoring us because we don't have a podcast anymore. But go to Look Human and look up Krampus because they have a really awesome design that says my neck, my back, my naughty children's sack. And I knew what you wanted in your life. Because I do. And I'm probably going to.
What was mine? Oh, mine was the meat pies.
Oh yes. That was messed up.
Yeah, the Sweeney Todd, Good King,
King
Wenceslas.
Wenceslas, yep.
And Hans Trapp.
Oh yeah. That guy.
The guy who flooded a whole town or something.
Yeah.
He did actually do it though.
Yeah.
I like freaked out about the dam for like 5 minutes.
I remember that.
Oh man, the things I get hung up on. That
Why
orange.
Would you take apart the dam?
I love how that's what I was horrified by, even though we were talking about human meat pies like, in the same episode. I was like, you can't just take down a dam.
I mean, it's fair. You really can't. It's not that easy.
Mm-mm.
You can't do that. It's a bad idea.
There are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't eat people either.
No.
There are also consequences to that. Speaking of eating people, we had planned to do Fiji next, and one of my stories was going to involve some cannibalism to some extent.
Damn it.
I do so much cannibalism.
That. But you
cannibalism.
We went to Turkey next.
Oh, that was fun.
And I did Gilgamesh.
Mm-hmm. That was epic.
It was.
It was epic.
With his giant feet.
His massive feet and his hairy friend, Enkidu.
Enkidu, who had sex for like 4 days. What was it? Like,
it was like long time. It was a long time. It was like, yes, young love. Oh, man.
Gilgamesh wouldn't put any effort into anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like half-assed everything and was like, why doesn't it work?
Enkidu was like, I'm going to build you a hut so you can go on your dream quest every single night.
I had to keep building huts, and like all Gilgamesh had to do was have like a weird psychedelic dream.
Yep. Oh my gosh. The part where Gilgamesh went to sleep and the wife baked all those loaves of bread to be like, bitch, yes, you did sleep this long.
I know. I love how that old guy totally had his number. He's like, he's going to be like, I didn't go to sleep. You make loaves. We're going to sleep.
Okay, thanks. Bye, and take your bread with you.
Mm-hmm. You can GTFO now. You won't get everlasting life. Mm-hmm. You're a douche.
Bye.
And then we did the Vangalu Kanavari.
Yep.
That was fun. I like talking about that guy a lot because it was just... It's a big what if. What if it could be real? But it's probably just a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
And water playing tricks on people. Still, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Mine was a bunch of girl power. I'm looking it up. There was the one.
You had the lady with the magic water. She had like a magical water. Yeah. She had geese, Fabio geese.
That's right.
That's right.
Fabio geese.
Is this the one with the towers also?
Yes, all with the penis tower.
The towers.
Cholera.
And I was like, are any of the layers poop? And everyone treated me like I was insane until we got to the part where cholera does make people have diarrhea. And I was like, there is
poop. That was a tower full of poop. Oh my gosh, that must have taken a long time to air out because...
Oh, and this was the one where the Your guy looked at her face and they both blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was true love so intense, they were just like...
She's so beautiful.
It's like one of those old 80s explosions with the sparkles and stuff coming out everywhere.
Then we went to France.
France.
I do not remember what... Oh, wait, the Hellhounds.
You did do the Hellhounds.
I did the Hellhounds of Brittany. And we had a lot of fun making fun of how they would, like, eat black dogs. Because, obviously, we need to put the evil demons into something to throw it in.
Did we do France? Don't do that.
I thought France was March.
Oh, maybe we skipped. Sorry, I did one of your wild card episodes about the man in the iron mask.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. That was at the end of January. Well, we learned that some things are so French, and most of the things that are so French are very dramatic. Hopefully there's revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And also pettiness.
And also smile. And also very soft linings on the inside of your masks.
Yes.
Velvet mask.
Velvet mask.
So French.
What did we do?
We did the Philippines.
Philippines, that's right.
With the glorious bird.
Yeah. The guy with all of the wives and the glorious bird that seduced all of them for him.
And the jars full of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The psychedelic jars.
All the jars. Yeah.
That was probably a good time.
That's when we found out that as long as you're really beautiful and you have somebody's toenail that you can...
Come back to life. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, if someone kills you, you'll be even more beautiful, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if only that were true, ? Yeah.
And then you did...
The Kappa.
The Capre?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. The Capre. Yep, mm-hmm. The Capre. Yeah, he was a special character. Mm-hmm. I think he could be really cool, but there's also a lot of a darker side to the Capre.
Yeah, a lot of questionable stuff.
Yeah, but I thought the history behind it was interesting with the kind of like the racial tensions in the country and
mm-hmm. and the soldier that helped mm-hmm. them out.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had a white butt stone, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the president barfed it up one day.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was the one with mine was the bloody bridge and the president's wife who had like the fish mm-hmm. bottom.
Yeah.
She smelled like fish.
She smelled real bad.
And the the snake man that hid out in the shopping mall, and
the basilisk.
Maria Labo and the White Lady of Bellette Drive. The lady that would get in your car.
Well, what about the one that would kill her children?
Yeah, that was that Maria Labo.
Yeah.
Then we went to France.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we did the Hellhounds. And then we did the Beast of Gévaudan, which was the one that liked to take heads with it. And Ashley really liked that.
Yep.
I did, and I still strongly support, I don't want to say decapitation, but it's too late to back out now. I strongly support all of the blood in that story. Mm-hmm. It was fun times.
That was a crazy story. I think that was one of my best researched and written stories. I really liked how it turned out. So
that was a good one.
Although Tokolosh was pretty good too. Dark, but good.
Mine was the Haunted Opera.
Yes. Phantom of the Opera. And then
yep.
It's like a haunted monastery.
Yep. The Mortimer Abbey, where they had all the pigeons, the pigeon house.
I still think that those pigeons were very special.
Yep. And, Charlotte at the Chateau Dubrizac that got murdered.
Oh, she was cheating. Brutally murdered.
That one was bad.
Yep. And then we went to South Africa. And that was it. Because we took a break after France for April. And then we went to South Africa for May.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And I finally just now remembered that for South Africa, I did the chameleon story.
That story was so funny.
Which is like hilarious that ended up being like my last episode, because we kept talking about how the chameleon would be like, I just need to take a break, and how relatable that was. Yeah. Oh.
The chameleon.
That lizard was just so quick. He didn't need the breaks.
Nope.
You came up with a lot of relatable ones, like, what was it, the goddess that got tired of making people, so she just started throwing humps of
throwing lumps of clay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the best part of that whole story is you're like, yep, that's definitely how I happened. I was one of those random lumps that just got yeeted, and however it landed, that was it. It's done.
That was me.
It explains my shape.
That's why they call me Lumpy Lindsay. Just kidding. My lovely lady lumps.
Check it out. Was that your nickname in college?
No.
You use that joke so many times.
I do. I recently recorded with Nick from 10-ish Pod, and I was talking about animals that evolved from dinosaurs that still exist today based off like how long ago they existed. And one of them was giant salamanders. And I said, I was very deadpan. And I was like, they were also known as front lizards, which I'm sure is a lot of guys' nicknames for their penises. And
that sounds like you. Yeah.
Check out my front lizard. He doesn't bite. Or does he?
I can only imagine his response to that. Was probably like, what? Well,
he had been like getting up to get something, and he like came back real quick, and he's like, "I'm sorry. Did you just say front lizard? It's a nickname for the penis." And I was like, "Yes, yes, I did." And he was like, "That was such a good delivery."
I was going to say, Nick would love that.
Mm-hmm. He did. Oh my God. After the, was it the gynecologist?
How did he survive that episode with the two of us? Because we had no chill.
We had zero chill when he was on. Oh my God. Oh.
He just cracks me up, and I like can't. I feel like my problem is I'm like, I'm going to say something super inappropriate just to see what he does.
Yeah.
Well, he runs with it. He doesn't seem to have a problem with things being inappropriate at all.
That's why it's so fun. Because you can just be like, I'm going to say the most fucked up thing I can think of right now.
Oh, I was talking about the megalodon and how they've never been able to find a like fully formed skeleton of it.
Well, that's because they're cartilaginous.
Yeah. And He said something like, that's so weird that for something that big, they haven't been able to find all of it. And I was like, it's kind of like the clitoris. People just can't find it. I'm so bad.
Oh my God. I don't know why, but my brain says cartilaginous and it just instantly went to penises not actually having a bone inside of them. And it made me wonder if they've ever seen like a fossilized human and they just see the outline of where a boner once was. There's nothing left.
Oh dear God.
It's funny.
Can I just, on the record, I'm going to have a lot less penis jokes in my life after this is over.
That's true.
We'll still send each other messages.
Yep.
I hope so. My life is going to be empty if I lose the two of you, and I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
I love you too.
I know. This stinks.
We have to finish Ted Lasso so that you can watch me cry somewhere.
Joel watched it all the way through, and I'm mad because I don't know what happens.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, oh, how do you know this and I don't?
So good.
Lynn's watched Everyone it all the way through, watch too.
It. I love Roy
Everyone
Kent.
Should watch it. I'm like, that means you're in love with me. I just want you to know because I'm still, I maintain that as much as I want to be Ted, I am Roy Kent.
He's here. He's there. He's every fucking where. Roy Kent. Roy Kent.
Let's just be honest. The swearing, the attitude, the lack of patience for other people's bullshit, and the wardrobe.
Yep.
I love when at one point Keely makes a joke about how he's like ready because he just has to put on some black pants and a black shirt. I'm like, yeah, baby. Everything matches and you know you look good.
Yep.
He does look good. At least you don't have the hairy chest, though.
That you know of. I think I'm the one that normally keeps my clothes on this show.
That's true.
That's true.
I don't. Okay, for the record, I don't have a hairy chest. She's right. My chest is lovely.
Oh, goodness. So we just have to close out South Africa. Mine was the Tokolosh. We can skip over that. I felt it was a good topic, but I know it was rough. So
it was rough.
It was important to talk about, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Yeah. And mine was Pinky, which was also kind of rough because mm-hmm. that dealt with a lot of issues. I can't even remember what else I did.
The Flying Dutchman.
Oh, I love mm-hmm. that yeah. one so much.
And then the haunted.
The haunted fort. The haunted fortress. Yeah. In Cape Town. That one was fun, too.
It was.
I love how that's the most recent one that we did. And we're like, duh.
Yeah. It just kind of shows you where we're at mentally. Yep.
It really does, like, psychologically, like how, I don't know. I can't obviously speak for the two of you, but I feel like I've not been the same since I got better from COVID. Like, something's just wrong.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm pretty worn down to where I can't even think of basic words half the time. I'm just sitting here grasping at straws trying. I know I have this vocabulary in my brain, but I can't pull it anymore because I'm so tired.
What did I say instead of tongue that one time because I couldn't think of the word tongue?
Liquor? Was that the liquor?
The mouth liquor? Something weird
like that?
Something
like that.
Damn it, I'm so upset that I can't think of it.
It's okay.
I'm so dumb.
There was that, and then Ashley said foist.
I said it. Here's the thing, though. I said it more than once. Like, what was wrong with me that day? Because I feel like that wasn't that the day I couldn't get anything right.
Oh, it was terrible. Everything was rough.
Like, we were all laughing about it, and I was like trying to have a good attitude, but I was definitely getting angry at myself. And then we did Emily's episode, and she had the same problem, and I was like, haha.
Oh, that was the Philippines, because when I tried to do the Capre, it was like every other word I was stumbling all over it. So we were doing the Philippines for that.
Yeah, I feel like I stumbled over something too. Like I thought I was doing so well, and then all of a sudden I like screwed up somewhere that was like super easy to say, but I was just like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
And the course continues.
You know how we roll here, okay? Like we will write out pronunciations for all this other stuff and do pretty well with it mm-hmm. most of the time, but then we mess up English because that's where we're really strong.
Yeah. This is true.
So, Do we want to talk about some of the other regions that we had upcoming or things that we had hoped to be able to cover? Just like a quick little.
I was excited for Egypt, but at the same time, I don't know what I would have done for Egypt.
I haven't picked yet because we had so I had that would have been such a good freaking place mm-hmm. for me too.
Yeah. But
I had like a story picked out for Fiji, but I didn't get very far with it. So I can't honestly say if I would have stuck to that or not, because let's be honest, I keep bailing on things and then starting a different thing at the last second.
Was that the shark god?
Yeah, I was going to do the shark god.
That's so cool.
I think it would have worked out well. Mm-hmm. Like I like to think I would have stuck with it because that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll be honest, I looked and I could not find any urban legends from Fiji.
Dude, I found so many. Are you kidding?
I couldn't find any.
Oh, yeah. I had a hard time finding cryptids until I found a dictionary that was like, it was like an English to Fiji or Fiji to English dictionary, but it was all these creatures and obviously other normal everyday words, but I couldn't find a cryptid for the longest time. And then I found it was like, this is cool. Also, I'm having a panic attack. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we also had Brazil on our list. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other places? I was really hoping we would get around to doing China because that's when I was kind of hoping to do dragons.
Because
they have such a long history and belief in dragons. I thought it'd be really cool to do it for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just had like a lot of places like Central America yet. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to getting into some of those countries. Also, I really wanted to like sing the name of Panama a bunch of times. So I'm a little bummed that I'm not going to get to do that now, but that's okay. Everyone's probably sick of me singing anyway. My voice is not pretty, unlike Emily, who apparently sings like an angel, which she hid from us for a really long time.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
It's okay. I'm just disgusted because you're so good at everything, and I feel like I'm not good at anything.
Oh, there are lots of things I'm not good at.
But then you guys are always like, you're so good at stories, and I'm like, am I? I feel like I'm just advancing this.
And you two are really good at puns. I am not good at puns. They're so forced.
I love a pun. I love a portmanteau.
Mm-hmm. I love a poor man's toe.
Thomas?
Where'd he go?
Bring me your toe. No.
Bring me your toenail. I'll bring you back to life.
Make a long ship for Loki to catch. Better use of toenails.
We'll travel to all the places in Norway and burn it all down.
Oh my god, is that what the Viking tourists actually uses for their ships? Oh, gross. Man.
Could you imagine being the person that has to like glue all those toenails together to build
that would take a while.
They had to kill a lot of horses to make that.
Oh no. Oh, no.
I love ponies.
I don't know. I also would just like to say that my proudest moment as a human, aside from that eunuch corn pun, which I will always be like, yeah, if I do nothing else in my life, I did that, is also the time I made that balloon noise.
Oh, yes. That was so good. Oh, the stories by the slice were so much fun.
Yeah. I will forever love your forks. Story.
Yes.
That one was one of my favorites.
I feel like I had so much fun doing those. Like, I don't even know if that one ever even came out. The Meth Gators.
Oh, the Meth Gators? No, I'm going to have it done and it'll come out.
Because I feel like we had a lot of fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
The forks were like absurdly fun, and I still don't understand how that ended up going as well as it did, but I loved the shit out of writing it. So,
got that fork money.
They do.
They do.
Those Medici's and their fork money.
Well, I was watching Ken Burns' Civil War the mm-hmm. other day, and they were mm-hmm. talking about, you know, how they will read from diaries and stuff, and somebody was complaining about how like the Union came through and stole all the good silverware. I was like,
that's a big deal.
It would have been a big deal. What do you eat with?
And now you know why.
Now you have to go back to using those things that just shove it through your face. Just the spikes.
Oh, no, not the spikes.
Or you eat the meat with one hand and use the fork with the other.
Ooh, or the Van Gogh episode.
Oh yeah, that was good. I like telling you guys the jackalope. I had so much fun doing the jackalope.
That was fun. They're not into butt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to Douglas this summer. I made it part of the trip.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. You'll have to take a lot of pictures and send them to
us. I'm going to take so many pictures.
And then there was... Okay, so a story I really had fun was a Patreon only. It was the Melon Heads.
Yeah, because you guys were cracking up.
That was good. We had so much fun on this show.
Yeah.
I really need to finish that cannibal thing that was supposed to be for Patreon. I'll have to use it for Scarlet, I guess, but maybe you guys can come on for that if I get it done, because Lindsay's the one that requested it, and it's fucked up.
Oh, God, I'm so here for it.
It's so messed up. So good.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys a question that was asked on Yield Crime today that I had a lot of fun with. So I think it was John asked us this question, and it was, if your show was a video game, who would the final boss be and why? So like all the creatures and the things that we've covered on the show, like what would the final boss in the video game be?
The Whirlpool.
Well, that's probably the right answer, because that thing's still undefeated.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, and we are not getting enough virgin hair to get us out of there.
No.
Let's be honest, none of us can contribute anything to that rope.
No. Nope.
Whoops. Not sorry. yeah, I could see that. I could also see the Brujos being...
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm still afraid of them. I don't want them to get me. Don't get me. Instead of flying monkeys, they had Invunche. And boy, do I hate those.
Yeah. Not good.
What about the Kuchisake Onna?
But you could just throw zigzag candy at it.
Zigzag.
Yeah, she's too easy to beat. That's she can't true, be the true, final boss. True. Just you would just chuck candy and run away.
How about we just get locked in a room with all of our greatest fears?
No.
Nope.
Please don't do that. I'll kill myself.
That's a boss.
Anytime I am scrolling through TikTok and there is some video of like a haunted doll, I like die inside. I'm like, no, why? Why, algorithm?
Please don't put me in a room with the clowns.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. We won't do that.
I know I'm not like the best person, but I'm an okay person. I don't deserve to be in a clown room.
The knuckle of E.
I hate that thing. Yeah, I don't want
to. Is that the nipple one?
No, that's the skinless.
That's the skinless horse guy with the knuckles.
Right, and the only way to get away from it is to cross water. The only way to get away from it is to cross water, and if you get too close, then it breathes this noxious gas at you.
That's right. Fuck that guy.
I hate him. No, he sucks.
We had some pretty big ones that would certainly be challenges to go up against.
Yeah, don't like it.
Lindsay, your face.
Just staring up. No, thanks.
It's so creepy. I don't like it.
Well, that's what a boss level is. It's something that's going to be hard, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, do we just want to do a final kind of thank you? I mean,
sure.
Wrap it up. So I think we're hitting the point where we just kind of need to close up the restaurant for a while. Close our doors. So I think before we go, we just wanted to say thank you to everybody who has come to visit our very weird little pizzeria, where you get a slice of something that is truly unique. You're not going to find flavor like this really anywhere else. And we hope that we were able to do justice to the flavors, the history, the people of the different regions that we visited all around the world. And we hope that you enjoyed it as much as we did, because honestly, I've loved sharing this with you guys, and it's been so much fun and such a fulfilling part of my life. I'm really going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun learning about the different regions of the world that we've covered, and a lot of stories that I had never heard of before. Being able to look at everything through a comedic lens, even the stuff that was like super dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Chili. You know, it's been a fun adventure to go on with you guys and to, you know, be able to spend time with two of some of my favorite people.
I'm good. I can do this. Well, I just want to say that I I loved like every minute of this.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Me too.
This was so much fun. I'm so glad we came up with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
That it ever happened at all, that we got to do it for this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I enjoyed so much about what we did here. And I loved like how much stuff I felt like we all learned together and had fun with a lot of things. But we also had some serious conversations too, which I think was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think that in some ways we helped to shine a little bit of light on some stuff that's really messed up.
Yeah.
So that people could have a better understanding of it. So I like to think that we helped sneak in some social commentary and some good information too. So
yeah.
And I'll be as exhausted as I am and as much as I know that I wouldn't have been able to keep going.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of things I wish I could have done, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we met some of like the coolest people online when I could still keep up with all the social media from doing the show. And it was really, really rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of great things that came out of it.
There were for all of us amazing things. And I really hope that people enjoyed it as much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
I got the sense that a lot of people did. I did let some people privately know, like on Instagram, that we won't be on anymore. And people said some really nice things. So yeah. I think people did enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, we got to have a lot of our personal friends on the show as like guest chefs. And that's always fun, being able mm-hmm. to connect with people that you like and who are fun and hear some different stories from other people's perspectives. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think we brought something really fun and different to the world of podcasting. And it's sad that we won't be keeping it up. But at the same time, like you said, it doesn't have to be goodbye forever.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. Well, I think with that, we will close up the restaurant for the night. Thank you for visiting our beautiful pizzeria and enjoying what is hopefully not the final slice. We love you. Pineapple Pizza Podcast. Sweet and cheesy. Not everyone understands our awesomeness, but we are really glad that you do.